Psalm 110, Preface. The dew is formed in the air, and in a clear, still night it spreads over the earth, moistening the dry soil, and gathering in pearly drops on flowers, grass, and shrubs. Invisibly and silently, as the dew did, the Son of God came down from heaven, to be born of a virgin, and to become the life and the salvation of sinners. Cold was the night, with the children of men sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, and the storm wind of divine anger over sin threatened to carry them away into everlasting night. But since Jesus Christ has come into the world, the dark cloud on the face of the Father has given place to a smile, and heaven is become serene and still. For by Jesus Christ, peace and goodwill are restored between God and men. And now, by his holy gospel, this same Jesus Christ falls into the dry and barren hearts of those repenting of their sins, and he makes the swelling bud of faith, the red rose of love, and the green twig of hope to grow in them. And by his gospel, he ever anew visits the hearts of his people, refreshing them after the inner man, that they thrive like verdure nourished by the dew. Through the word of the cross is the new man born silently as dew in the morning, and by it he is nourished, because it is the living word of the living Christ. Of him David indited this beautiful hymn, the 110th Psalm. Christ, our prophet, priest, and king, a psalm of David. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of the holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn, and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Summary. This psalm is a most excellent prophecy of Christ, describing him as an everlasting king and priest, the true God, sitting at the right hand of the Father, and known and worshipped by his people as God over all, blessed forever. This psalm is indeed worthy that every Christian should commit it to memory, word for word, because nowhere else in the scriptures of the Old Testament Christ is declared God and man in such strong, clear words, or his everlasting priesthood so distinctly named. Because he is man, he was capable of suffering in our stead. And because he is God, he is a priest whose sacrifice is valid for all sins and all sinners. Because he is God and man, therefore he is a Savior able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him. Trust him and be ye saved. Prayer. Praise and honor belong unto thee, thou everlasting Word, because thou wast made flesh and didst sacrifice thyself upon the cross, an offering for sin. Govern us according to thy wisdom, defend us against our enemies, speak for us with thy Father, and let us live under thee in thy kingdom, in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Amen.